Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Yeah, I was playing a little better. It was a big win in New England. And all of a sudden, New England playing tough. Hey, we can't sleepwalk through that game.
I mean, the Bucks and the Saints, right?
Maybe we'd have kept those tickets, Chasky. Maybe we'd have gone to that game. All right. Where's that at? Go ahead, play it. Benoni, set it up. You said Baldy what?
Oh, well, thank you, Bonte. Yeah, I just got in his ear as we go behind the radio here. Yeah. I said, I have Baldy on the team that has impressed him the most within the first 2 weeks.
Wait, why is that so funny?
Well, just for taking it behind
so you literally just like, all right, here you go. Here's a dead fish, Benoni. Figure this out. Whatever you just said in my ear, bring it to air.
That's all right. I can make some fish stew out of it. Make some chipino, if you will.
Hey, Love is just laughing. He's in a goofy. I like when Love is laughing. It makes me laugh.
There's no Giants game last night.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, thank God. Damn.
Hey,
baseball season's almost over.
Loveman. What? Like, if you had a chance to interview McCovey Cove Dave about this ball,
God.
What's the first question you're asking him?
We can't go down that rabbit hole right now.
Anyways, Brian Baldinger was on earlier, 7:30. Find it on YouTube, Twitch, Twitter, all powered by First North Credit Union, and courtesy of the River Islands Guest Line, Bonte, as you know. Brian Baldinger on the team that has impressed him the most in the first 2 weeks of the season.
For Tampa to go into Detroit and win that game the way that they did, Tampa, Godwin, Evans, the rookie, McMillan, the run game right now, Baker's decisions, the youth and experience that they have on defense, they won that game without Antoine Winfield Jr. Like, he's first team all-pro safety now. They won that game without one of their best defensive players. That was really, and they kept Detroit, who's got a loaded lineup. They held them to what, 16 points? Tampa's been really impressive.
There it is, Tampa. Baldy's been on them. They're tough.
Seeing the Cowboys lose the way that they lost.
Oh my gosh.
Seeing Philadelphia lose and the way that they lost. Seeing Detroit lose in the way that they lost. The Niners just have to keep the boat up and going, right? You just got to stay afloat here, all right? And allow the current to just take us downstream. They cannot allow more water onto this boat. And what I mean by that is you can't lose to the Rams. You got to stay above 500 or at 500 for the next couple months here, as you weather the CMC injury, as you figure out what are we going to do with no Debo for a couple of weeks, as you wait for hopefully Ricky Pearsall to return. Because I think now, like, you know, fair or not, I know we haven't talked a lot about him. with the injury to Debo, it's like, whoa, we now really need Ricky Pearsall.
First round pick.
I mean, we really do. And you've been kind of hinting at this for 2 years. Like, okay, are we going to see an evolution of the offense where they're going to have to maybe open up and be a little more vertical?
Yeah.
Well, your personnel is going to dictate some of that. And if you don't have the personnel to be able to do that, well, then I think it's just going to be Jordan Mason heavy.
Yeah, I don't know if that's going to work. That's going to work. Everybody in the building know what time it is here. So we'll see what the game plan looks like. But you know what? I guess it's that time of the day. And I got a question. 888-957-9570. When it comes to pressure, and like week three is not going to make or break the season, but this is a massive game, I think, for three individuals. Hell, maybe four individuals. I'm going to make it four. And we can put this on a poll. Who's this game bigger for? Kyle Shanahan, A. B. Brock Purdy. C. Brandon Ayuk. Or D. Nick Sorensen, the defense coordinator.
Boy, you're real, man.
I'm not hard on Nick Sorensen.
No, no, no. But I gotta be fair.
We got a new defense coordinator.
A. Shanahan.
Yeah.
Okay. B. Brock.
C. Ayuk.
C. Ayuk.
D. Nick Sorensen.
D. Nick Sorensen.
I expect him
to bounce back.
Who's
the least proven of the four? Sorensen.
Nick
Sorensen,
no doubt.
Okay. Least proven.
He wouldn't be my pick.
What would your pick be?
Probably Brandon Ayuk.
Why?
It's got the big bag, and the spotlight is on him. We're out here dissecting him catching passes and coming off the field after catching that pass. We're dissecting every little thing. Now, you know what? I take that back. It's Brock Purdy. Who am I kidding? It's Brock Purdy who's got the most pressure on him this week. No Debo, no CMC. People want to see, can he lift this team? Can he lift his teammates and lift this offense and go out there and score 20-plus? Maybe score 30. I'm not going to ask for 30 right now without CMC and Debo, but can you help this offense function at a high level? To me, it's on Purdy. That's the most pressure. You got Shanahan,
huh? Let me play the game on Sorensen, right? I don't even know if I believe it currently. Like, externally, I think there's pressure. Internally, I don't. But you did have Charvarius Ward, a prominent player on the team, already questioning how he's being used. It's like, geez, Louise. Said it yesterday, like, hey, once you started critiquing Wilkes in these post games, you kind of created a culture of, like, it's okay to kind of.
JC and Sack.
That was a really good call.
They didn't uncheck any of these players that they were coming after Wilkes, man. Pitchforks are out.
That's a really good call. There's some things that they put on tape defensively that aren't good. It's tough to defend. In fact, I wouldn't try to even defend some of the things that they did. But it is his second game. And they do have Brandon Staley, who I think we all think he knows defense a little. I don't think he's the greatest defensive mind ever. Mm-hmm. So, like, what's his influence in this? Boy, it feels like he's just waiting in the wings. If they do want to clip Sorensen at some point, which I don't even want to bring that up right now. But I think he's a lot of pressure on him. Well, and I think there's a lot of pressure on some of these older guys who have been around. They want to play football a certain way. And you're missing
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Two key players right now. You're missing a safety. I mean, last year they started Gibson toward the end of the year.
Right, Sean Gibson.
Not even playing. And you're missing Dre Greenlaw. So it's a big hole. I think he's got a lot. I would say right now that's a pretty good one. But Ayuk, I keep coming back to, but I don't think it's as close as the quarterback.
Yeah.
And the reason why I'm gonna go quarterback on this one, I think Brock is very well established. I think he's a really good player. But I do believe there is a large contingent of people waiting for his demise and waiting for the, we knew it. He turned back into a pumpkin. Like, there are people waiting for this man's demise, which is really sad. It's just like, dude, we just watched 20 games from Bryce Young. I don't know if Bryce is any good, okay? Yeah. I know this. Not one game has Purdy looked as bad as Bryce Young has looked good, if that makes sense. Bryce's best game isn't even close to whatever Brock's worst game is.
Speaking of Bryce, that may be the worst trade in NFL history. We'll get to that at some point. But Trey Lance and Jamarcus Russell may be off the clock. We shall see.
When you look at quarterbacks, and I'd like to hear your perspective on this, we just put an inordinate amount of pressure on them, and we put all of the praise when they win and all of the criticism when they lose. And that's just kind of the sport.
We've been doing it for years. And it's not going to stop because they're the big money players. They're the guys who get the big dollars, the top dollars, the big fat contract extensions, the $200 million contracts. They're touching the ball on every single play, whether it's a running play or a pass play. They're calling the plays. They got the green dot helmet, everything. So they're going to get that pressure. That's what comes with the position. So when we critique Brock Purdy, it's not because we hate Brock. I think the guys, but I'm eager to see what he looks like without Debo CMC. Will he speed up in the pocket? Will he hesitate? Will he stare down more receivers? Will he take more chances that may create turnovers for opposing teams? There's a lot here on Brock Purdy moving forward.
As I watch quarterback play around the league look very up and down with a lot of young players, I think about like what the greatest coaches, whoever you think they are on the short list, I feel like a lot of them would really like Brock Purdy. Like Bill Parcells.
Yeah.
You think Bill Parcells would like Brock Purdy?
Probably.
I do. I think I feel pretty confident in saying that. I do. Even though he loves big, strong guys, he also like guys who started 50-plus times in college.
Well, Parcells is also the guy on 95.7 The Game, the first say with Jimmy when he got traded here. The one thing he worries about with Jimmy Garoppolo, is he durable enough? Parcells was on that, and it proved that he wasn't durable enough.
Jimmy did get hurt in the second game or whatever for New England.
He just said he wasn't durable.
Right.
Do you think
Belichick would like Purdy?
I don't know. I honestly don't know.
I do.
I don't know. Maybe.
Grinder.
Maybe. Yeah, sure. But Purdy's a very likable guy.
That's what I'm saying.
I think a lot of coaches would like Brock Purdy, but would they prefer to have Brock Purdy at quarterback? Is a different question. I think a lot of coaches.
Would
Andy Reid want Brock Purdy play quarterback in his office?
Well, Andy likes a lot of quarterbacks. Yeah,
would Sean Payton like him? I don't know.
That's interesting on Sean Payton.
I don't know.
He likes his guys to move around a little. Brock can move around. I'd like to see Brock move a little more. Personally, I really would. I think he's got more to his movement ability, and I think that he can move more, and I think it would help this team a little. It would kind of open up, especially when you go man-to-man. Part of the beauty of what Colin Kaepernick brought to the table, you're going to man us up? Well, I'm going to run. And I'm going to like make you spy me and take a guy out of the middle of the field. I'd like to see Brock Purdy use his legs a little. And when they go man and scheme some things up to where, all right, fine. You don't want a QB spy me? Well, I'm going to get to the outside. I think he can do it.
Would Brock thrive in Carolina with Bryce? I don't know.
I don't know if anyone would. That seems like a very poor situation.
But Bryce, and I seen Adam Thielen throwing his helmet a couple times. Bryce has had guys open. The film of Bryce, I was watching Chase Daniel breakdown of Bryce. It was like 18 minutes long on Twitter. It was not pretty. He was seeing ghosts thrown off his back foot, floating passes. He was legit.
Seeing ghosts.
Like, Bryce looked legit scared to pocket. He did. But as we say, who's got the most pressure on him? 70 votes so far on YouTube. Who is this Sunday's game against the Rams a bigger deal for? Is it Shanahan, Ayuk, Purdy, or Sorensen? So far, 44% of the vote goes to Brock Purdy. Now, what about the defensive line? I could add a defensive line here. Here's what Baldy said about the Niners' D-line's performance against the Vikings.
Well, I think Leonard Floyd was invisible. I mean, he really wasn't any kind of a factor. You know, they paid Javon Hargrave a boatload of money. He was the first free agent signed 2 years ago. He's not getting the push inside that he once did in Philadelphia, that's for sure. Or in Pittsburgh. He doesn't look like the same player to me right now. Malik Collins is he does a lot of dirty work in there, but they're getting nothing from the backup pass rush. Yetur Groves, Matos, like he's not a factor right now. Jordan Elliott's not a factor. They're not getting anything. I mean, Nick's playing a lot of snaps right now. He had a good game. Darrisaw's a hell of a player. He beat Darrisaw, like he beat him a couple of times. And the week before, Darrisaw pitched a no-hitter. You know, he's a good player, and I thought Nick got after him. He's playing a lot of snaps right now, and because he has to. There's just a big drop-off right now.
So he has to play a lot more. Leonard Floyd was – the film didn't look good for Leonard Floyd. He was – oh, my gosh. I saw some clips. I was like, I had to turn it off.
Asked you, like, what – and I always think about this, like, in baseball and basketball, when a guy bounces around kind of in the middle end of his career, like, he's been on a lot of teams, Leonard Floyd. Why hasn't he stuck?
I don't know. Double-digit sacks, too. Double-digit sacks. It's hard to find those guys. But again, it looks like for the second season in a row, the 49ers are going to have to invest in a defensive line at the trade deadline. Gravedigger's giving up nothing. Nothing. Collins is good. But you need more. Like, they can't get the defensive line. Ever since they traded DeForest Buckner and D4's body failed him, you move off of Eric Hart. The defensive line has been really struggling here the last couple of years. It's a problem.
If I said to you the Javon Hargrave signing feels very Nate Clement-ish, what would you say?
I think Gabe Wilkins. Nate Clement's made a couple plays, but I get where you're going. I get where you're going. But they took him from Philadelphia. I always look at a team, why did they let him walk? Well, Philly's like, we got Fletcher Cox. We're going to go drive Jalen Carter. Got Jordan Davis. We're fine. Even though they're struggling getting to the quarterback right now, they just let him walk. They didn't prioritize him whatsoever. That Howie Roseman prioritizes defensive linemen. They let Hargrave walk. So I think of Gabe Wilkins with the Green Bay Packers. Did nothing. Remember the Niners signed up in the late 90s? 4 years, $20 million, which was a big deal. Yeah, maybe a 5 for 30.
He was like the fourth D lineman I thought about on Green Bay.
I mean, it wasn't even a factor. The Niners signed him as his big boy, and his biggest moment with the Niners came when Brett Favre punked him. Brett Favre went at him, called him a chump. Well, so it's disappointing to see Hargrave play like this. And then Leonard Floyd not having the impact in week number two. It just gets tougher and tougher, man. And so Bosa, we are asking a lot from Nick Bosa. He's going to have to play multiple snaps. It is what it is. It is what it is.
What did you think of Baldy saying that Nick Bosa played a good game?
On second watch, he did. He played a better game. He almost got the forced fumble on Sam Darnold.
First time I've ever seen him do that strip sack.
Like, he's trying to force some turnovers here. Bosa played his ass off in Minnesota on second watch. It was
okay.
I don't like him at times in a run game. I want him to show a little more resistance.
In.
Yeah, he's just coming in. He's losing outside containment. And guys are having success running at him. I think he'll rectify that. He'll clean that up. But they need more. They need more,
no doubt,
man.
No doubt.
They need freaking more from this defensive line. All right, let's go to the lines here as you're listening to 95.70.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds.
I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.